Have you ever found yourself looking down on people who haven't achieved what you've achieved, who don't have what you have? Well, have you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. In a world that rewards achievement with success, in a world that holds celebrities up as being the icons of this age, it is so easy to end up trying to emulate that sort of culture in our own lives. It's so easy to delude ourselves into believing that the world should revolve around us. I've been there, you've been there. It's called pride. And when we're full of it, we look down our noses at those who, in our eyes, appear to be less than us. God, however, well, he has quite a different perspective. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 25. The Lord destroys a proud man's house, but protects a widow's property. That verse is so short, yet so powerful, it blows me away. Back when it was written, widows had no future. They were completely alone. This was a society where women had no rights, they couldn't own property, and without a man to protect them and provide for them, they were nothing. I'm not saying it's right. It's just the way things were back then. So widows were often destitute. Yet God stands up for them. God protects them. Literally, it says here that he maintains their boundaries. But the proud, the haughty, the ones with the power and the money and the pride, God will tear down their house. The bottom line? God hates pride. I mean, he seriously does. That's who God is. That's what he's like back then, today, forever. It puts our success-oriented culture, the temptation to fall into a prideful life, in a whole different light, doesn't it? The Lord destroys a proud man's house, but he protects a widow's property. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Pride has a vice-like grip on many a life, and letting go of it, well, it's not easy. And yet God's word has the power to set you free. You can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.